Field Trucking.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Gerald in?
No, he's not here today. Can I help you?
Oh, took the day off. Yeah, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there maybe an office manager around or a controller, somebody who's in charge of the finances I might be able to speak with right now?
It'd probably be better if you just spoke to him.
Spoke to him? Okay. Do you happen to know when he's going to be back in? Like when's the better time?
I have no idea. He's just in and out of here so much.
Okay.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. Does he have a voicemail or no?
No.
No, he's super old school.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I leave my information with you if that's all right?
Yeah, sure. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
My name's Nico. That's Niko.
Okay.
Calling from the Bank of Cardiff. And that's CARDIFF, as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
And then my direct line is 858-779-0432.
Okay.
And then can you just let him know it's in regards to a finance offer that we mailed out to the business a few weeks ago?
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm just trying to circle back, see if you happen to come across it. Are you guys still at 3015 Brushy Road?
Yep.
That's the mailing address? Okay.
Yes.
Do you happen to go through the mail for everybody, or is that kind of Gerald's deal? Does he look at that stuff?
He pretty much takes care of that.
He takes care of it. Okay, yeah, you know, sometimes these things
he likes to be hands-on.
Definitely, that's good, yeah, because, no, like I'm saying, sometimes these things, they kind of get lost in the mail, so that's why I'm kind of following up right now. Does Gerald have an email address so I can shoot him over a message, let him know I called with a rundown of the offer just in case it didn't make it?
Yes, he does.
Okay, what's the best one I can reach him at?
GW Fields at fieldstrucking.net.
Fieldstrucking.net. You know, just out of curiosity, have you, you know, overheard Gerald speaking of maybe bringing on some more trucks this upcoming quarter?
Well, it just kind of depends on, you know, how the coal prices are going around here.
Oh, really? Yeah? You know, business has been good?
No, business has not been good.
No? What's going on?
Well, Hillary Clinton is shutting down all of the coal mining, so...
You know...
out of business.
I just, you know, just out of your interest, I was off the phone a few days ago, actually, with an individual who was out in Ohio, and they said pretty much the same thing. That
really?
Coal industry is taking a big hit, so they were slowing down as well, because the fields are just not, you know, producing. The companies don't want to spend more money on the smaller businesses right now, so they're taking...
Well, it's a trickle-down effect.
It is. It really is.
The economy, if they don't do something.
No, I mean, do you guys see that kind of, you know, having a huge impact on the business as a whole right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be a huge impact, which things have gotten a little bit better. But, you know, when you go from making $300,000 a quarter to less than $100,000, that's a big difference.
That is, yeah, that's a pretty big gap. You know, when things kind of slow down right now, do you guys shift your focus in any ways? Do you try and diversify the business?
That's something that we may have to look at. It's not
okay. I mean, what have you guys kind of looked into? Different types of trucking services? Or?
Just trying to decide what other type of product, you know, to haul.
Okay, okay. How long have you been with the company?
Me, I've only been here for a couple of months.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, because I'm just asking that, seeing whether or not, like, there's maybe a typical cyclical pattern that comes with it, you know, every election year.
No, the coal mining industry, though, has been the staple in this part of the country for 50 years.
Oh, wow. That's actually a very long time. Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way that these people here have to really make money that don't go to college. You know, we're in Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
And
You guys are out there in Varney, huh?
Yeah. Where are
you? Okay. We're on the West Coast in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're in Eastern Kentucky. We're in Appalachia.
Oh, Appalachia. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, coal mining is the only way that a lot of these people here have to have a good life. And
okay.
They're shutting it down.
So, is there something else that comes after that? Like, how do you guys prepare yourselves then?
Well, you either have a good retirement and have a good plan to get out. All of the people my daughter's age, I'm 40 years old, all the people my daughter's age, she's 20, they've all left. there was a few a couple of years older than her that went to work in the coal mines when they got out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost those jobs, and they've all moved down further in the state and taken jobs working for Toyota, working the factories, things like
right,
that.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine right now. I've heard a lot about the coal industry just taking a huge hit, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
with the election coming up. So it's a very, very, I guess, I want to say touchy area, considering the fact that it can go two ways, you know?
It's either going to survive or it's going to completely die.
Yeah, yep. Now it'll die out completely.
You know, it's such a trickle-down effect. You know, when you've got people paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in insurance premiums and things, you know, it affects everybody. I mean, not only the tire companies, the gas companies, the parts stores, the insurance companies around here. You know, it's just completely trickles down.
It does.
Community.
It does. No, and you're right about that. It's not just one thing that's affected. It's the entire local economy as well as the major economy itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, I don't want to keep you, you know, from business right now, but I do have the email, and that was gwfields@fieldstrucking.net. I'll just shoot over an email to Gerald, just let him know, you know, about the offer that we had sent out, and then hopefully, you know, if something comes up, if, you know, things start picking back up, maybe we can work together and see how we can help each other out.
Okay, great.
And what was your name again? Sorry, I didn't catch. Shay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Shay, I appreciate the help.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.